Welcome to another mini episode of Yala Rocks. Today is a must listen if you have any kind of belly dance business. And like our guest says, if you're getting paid at all, then you have a business. And she couldn't be more right. Join Orit for a fantastic episode where you are going to be taking some serious action steps. Orit is the creator of Sharkey and offers coaching and mentorship as part of her teacher training. Today, she's going to get you to take the fundamental first step in your business, believing in yourself. Then, she'll help you assess your business to see where your strengths are and your challenges, much like we do for our dancing. My personal opinion, your dance practice and your business practice actually have a lot in common. So join Orit for this action-packed episode and check out the podcast page to find more from her at thebellydancebundle.com/103.
Hi, I'm Orit, founder of Sharkey, and in today's podcast, I'd like to talk about your mindset. And it's your mindset around your dance or teaching business and what you can do to fine-tune it. And yes, if you get paid to dance or teach, you do have a business. Look, there are so many dancers and instructors who are great at what they do. And yes, it's amazing they care about giving people joy and enriching their lives. But they're still undervaluing themselves, and in a big way. And I know that selling your services at a premium price can be especially hard when you want to help everybody, am I right? And you may think that you don't want to scare them with your premium price, or if they pay your price, you're nervous they won't get the results they're hoping for. Although it's amazing that you care that much, there is a sneaky limiting belief that maybe you're not good enough or even worth the price. Am I right? So the solution to that, folks, is you need to sell you to yourself first. Now, here's how. I want you to list at least 10 to 20 reasons why someone should buy from you. For example, maybe you're the type of teacher that goes the extra mile to connect personally with your students every single week so they feel seen and heard. Or maybe your classes produce life-changing results. Or it could be as simple as the fact that you get amazing testimonials from your clients about your dancing. These are all great reasons for someone to buy from you, and no reason is too small. But if you find yourself feeling uncomfortable when it comes to naming your price or dragging your feet on raising your prices, even though you know it's time, you need to make that list. Make a list of 10 to 20 reasons why it's good for someone to buy from you. And then keep adding to that list, because you know what? Every day, you're going to get better. Now, I want you to keep this list visible, and I want you to revisit it daily until you're officially sold on you. That is how you do it. And then you'll be surprised at how quickly your energy is going to shift when it comes time to selling your services or classes. Believe me. I mean, look, they'd be crazy not to invest in you, right? So instead of going into the headspace of, what if my premium price or business doesn't work? I want you to ask yourself, what if it does? Okay, now that you're going all in on yourself, let's move on. I want you to look at what you're doing in your business currently. Again, if you're getting paid to dance or teach, you do have a business. Now for this, you may want to solicit some help from your peers, or you may want to do it yourself. You decide. But what I want you to do is assess and fine-tune your business by giving yourself an audit. Here are 5 aspects of your business that you can rate right now to see if there's room for improvement. Number 1, when it comes to teaching, have a peer come in and audit your class. Are you clear in your explanation? And are your students successful? Does your class represent the description you state on the website? Now, what about your performance gigs? Are you giving the client what they want? Is it the genre they asked for? Does the costume match the genre? And are you dancing the amount of time they requested? Ask your client. Rate yourself. Number two, what is your onboarding like for new students or the process that you take a client through? Is it an easy and seamless process for someone to register for a class? Do you offer an agreement for new clients with your terms? And is that agreement clear? What's your payment processing like? Do you make it easy for people to pay you? Is there a welcome email, a call, or even a receipt? Have someone rate you or rate yourself. Number three. Now that you've onboarded new students or gained a client for a performance, how are you going to retain them? Are you nurturing them with emails? Are you following up with them after class, asking how they felt? Are you thanking your client for asking you to perform? Are you offering performance opportunities or perhaps a special loyalty rate for their next event? Rate yourself. Number four, now I want you to go back to your social media. How well are you promoting yourself? Rate yourself. Are you clear? Is it clear what type of teacher you are and who you serve? I mean, some people forget to add a call to action to register for a class. That is a big no-no. And some people forget to say what type of classes they're offering. For example, you know, they say, take my classes, come here, register here. Yes, they're wearing a belly dance costume, but some people may think, is that flamenco? Right? Have someone rate you or even rate yourself. Number five, how are you presenting yourself? So what I mean is, what are you wearing? Are you looking professional and presenting your brand well? Are your costumes clean, ironed, and fit well? Is your teaching wear free of holes and hair away from your face? Are you wearing enough makeup for your performance gigs? Rate yourself. So I'd like to wrap this up by saying, if you're constantly leveling up your game, you're not just giving your confidence a boost, but also delivering some serious value to your clients and your students. I mean, think about it. You've got something super special to bring to the table. Yeah, so really bring it. But it all starts with believing in yourself and your business. You've got to wholeheartedly embrace the idea that you're worth every single penny. Trust me on this one. So go out there, shine, and let your passion do the talking. Your business will thank you for it, and so will they. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you found this helpful. If you want to know more information about how I mentor people so that they can retain more students and grow their business, go to sharkey.com/teach. If you're interested in learning more about my Sharkey format and want to take classes, go to sharkey.com. Thanks so much.